Yeah, we're holding Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in the middle. Amar Rav Papa. Papa says like this. Amar Rav Papa, Hoysa Pora Genuvalai. If you have a Pora, a cow, that you stole already. Genuvalai was stolen already. Now, V'tovcha B'Shabbos, let's say you make the Tficha, you shecht it on Shabbos. Salachar is Chayiv. Has Rav Papa also holds like Rav before, that even though now you Chayiv Misa, but since it's only Knas, by Knas we say you have to pay the money even though you have a Chayiv Misa. Hez B'tovchoy B'Shabbos is Chayiv, you have to pay the Dalad V'hei, the Knas. Shekvar Neschayiv B'Gneva Koidim Shiov L'day Yisa Shabbos. Because the Gneva, that's called Mamin, the first time you have to pay number one. That's the Gneva, that's called Mamin, you sold it before Shabbos. So then there wasn't a Chayiv Misa. What did you do on Shabbos? You made the Tficha, you shechted it on Shabbos. That's when the chi of the gimel or dalad comes, so that's kenas, that you have to pay even though it came on Shabbos when is the chi of Misa. What about hoysa pora shululoi? Let's say you have a pora cow that you, a shula means you lent it. You borrowed it. You don't have to pay money for it. A shula means shayla, you borrowed it. So locher is when you borrow a cow, no matter what happens to it, you chayiv and all the yoinsin. Now, v'tovcha v'shabbos, you went ahead and you shechted it on Shabbos. You didn't make a geneva, but you shechted on Shabbos, you made a ma'aseh tefich on Shabbos. See a potter, you should not talk to your potter. Because the chura b'shas tefichom, this now is like the ma'aseh geneva. When you're shechting it, you're like stealing it. So that's called the chi of money. So the money we say, since now on Shabbos you chayiv misa, havada we say, come live the rab minei, that your potter for paying the money. Yeah, as she said, he shows the kotovach law, gozul law, mimori. At the time when you shecht it, you're doing a ma'isik zela. So you're like stealing it now on Shabbos. So since now b'shas is stealing it, you also chayiv misa, then we say, come lebe the rab minei. That's like the chur, the same halacha we had from Rabbi before, that if the chiv geneva comes now on Shabbos, you potter. But if only the chiv kenas comes, then you chayiv. So Gemara says, omale ravacha b'rei the rabbi the ravashi. So Rav Acha, the son of Rav, said to Rav Ashi, Rav Papa, Poro Asa Lashminon. Is Rav Papa coming to teach us halachas about a Poro? In other words, what is Rav Papa saying more than Rabbi before said? What's the difference if it's a cow or not a cow? But it's the same halacha like we had before, that if the Knas comes on Shabbos, B'shas Misi Yechayiv, and if the Mammon comes, then you potter. So what's Rav Papa's Chiddush? So Gemara says, Omalei Rav Papa, Rav Papa answers, Shula also lashminen. He wants to tell you chiddush in the second halacha. In the case where you borrowed a cow, you have a shayla, you have a right to use it. You borrowed it, you have a right to use it. You're a shem shirl on it, and now you shecht it. You made a ma'ase geneva now on Shabbos. That salka da'ita chaminach. I would have thought, hoyo v'yomer Rav Papa. Since Rav Papa himself says that mishas mishichu di yischayiv lei b'mizonai sehom, when a person becomes a shem shol, when you're borrowing it, you have the right to use it. The always lashon is kol hanoshaloi. You have all the enjoyment from it. So lachar is you also have to feed it. You have to be mafanas it. Give it mizonis. It's on you to feed it. Give it its meals. When are you mechuyev to feed it? Mishas mishicha. Not later belater, but as soon as you took it right away, mishas mishicha, you're chayev to start feeding it. So the havaminer is hachinami. Maybe I would have thought also that mishas sheila is chayev b'yoin sel. Maybe at the time when you first borrowed it, then, like, it's like Lamafreya. If anything happens to it later, it's considered like your chayiv right away when you first took it. So like here, true, you shechted it on Shabbos. So the ma'isa tficha shechting it is like you're stealing it now. But it should be considered like it was stolen, your chayiv to pay back from the time when you borrowed it. In other words, the svar is, just like we see when you borrow it, it's considered that it's in your rishus to feed it. So maybe it's also considered in your rishus completely that yechayiv and all the einsin, whatever happens to it later, if you don't return it later, it's considered like yechayiv right now to pay it back at the time when you borrow it. So now when you borrow it, it's not Shabbos, you're not chayiv misa. So maybe it should be considered like the chayiv money comes before the chayiv Shabbos does. Kamash Malon, that's the chiddush. No, we don't say that. We say that shayla, when you borrow it, the chayiv comes when you shecht it, when you steal it. When the oinus happens, when it becomes that you can't return it, at that second is the chiyuv to pay the money for it. See, when you shechted it on Shabbos, that you chayiv misa, we say, come live the rab minei, that you put them for paying the money, since you have the chiyuv misa.
from borrowers, you're not doing anything.
Right. You're allowed to use it. But just there was a half a minute to say that when you borrow it, the Kenyan Shailer is, it's like it's in your Rishus. It's like yours now. And it's considered like you owe the money right now. Just if you return it, you could free yourself by returning it. But if anything happens to it later, it's considered maybe like it was in your possession at the beginning. Right? That's the Chiddush. No, we don't say that. It's not considered in your possession yet. Lamai said still the onus. Just when the onus happens, then you chayiv. See, it happened on Shabbos. That's why your potter was coming to Rabbi Nei. Omar Rav, Rav says another Kiddush. Omar Rav, Heni, as a new member of Rav, yeah. Omar Rav, Heniach lehen avien, parashula. Let's say a father, like, borrowed a cow. He had a parashula. He borrowed it, and usually, stam shalom, stam is for 30 days. And then, let's say the father died. So, locher is, mishtam shin bo, kol yimei shalosa. The son is allowed to use it for the rest of those 30 days. In other words, when the father borrowed it, the person that gave it to the father, let him use it for 30 days, it's understood that the son could also use it. His children are also allowed to use it. What about Mesa? Let's say it dies when the son is using it. So the locker is, Ein chayavim b'yoin seho. The sons are potter from oinus. Even though the father, when you borrow it, the locker is by Hashem Mishol, he's chayav anointsin. He has to pay back even though an oinus happens. But that's only the father that borrowed it, he accepted upon himself these chiyuvei oinsin. But the son that just has the right to use it, but did not really borrow it, he did not accept upon himself these chiyuvei oinsin. Therefore, if it dies by itself and oinus happens, like it's not your fault, the son is potter. Now, this you said that a shema shol is chayiv, even though an oinus happens, it's not your fault. But we say the pshat is, though, that it's a Kabbalah. But that's the chiddush of a shema shol. That you chayiv an oinsin is like you're makabel upon yourself. You're accepting it upon yourself. So the father accepted it and not the sons. What about now kisvurin shalaviyami? They thought that it belonged to the father. In other words, the father borrowed the cow. Borrowed a cow from somebody else. It's not really the father's. Then the father died. Now the sons, they thought it was the father's. They didn't know the father borrowed it. They thought it belonged to the father. V'tovchu v'yachlu. And by mistake, they thought it's their father's, and now that the father died, they thought they inherited. So they went and they shechted it, for tochu, they made a shechiter on it. For yachlu, when they ate it. So are they chayiv or not? So it says alocha, mishalmim demei bosa bezul. They have to pay back now, but not the exact amount of the cow again, because they're like an oinus. They thought it was theirs, they thought they had a right to do it. So they only have to pay it back the enjoyment they have from the meat, which is called the Mebasa Bezol, like the cheapest price you could buy meat. Now they could have said, my enjoyment is true that I enjoyed eating the meat, but I wouldn't pay this price, you want the regular price. We could have got cheaper meat. So the cheaper price, I think, is 2/3, that's how much you have to pay. What about Teniach Lenavi and Achrayis Nechosim? Let's say the father, when he dies, he left over property. Achrayis Nechosim, the father left over karka property, that you understand, if the father owes somebody money, he have a right to collect it from those Nechosim, from that property. So then we say Chayovim Lushalim. Then we say the sons in such a case, when they ate the Parah, since there's property left over from the father, it's like the father's property has to pay for it, and therefore they have to pay the whole amount. So it's a Machlokes now. Iki demastan lo aresha, viki demastan lo aseifa. Some learn this Chiddush on the Reisha, some on the Seifa. Man the master in law Reisha, the one that says it on the Reisha, Kol Shechein HaSeifa. For sure it goes on the Seifa, Upligi the Rav Papa, and the Yagi on Rav Papa. In other words, the Reisha was when the father borrowed it, and then he died, he borrowed a cow, so you have a right to use it usually for 30 days. Now, when he dies, after 10 days, the son has a right to use it the next 20 days. For those 30 days, the son still has a right to use it. Now, son of the ratio, let's say the cow died by itself, by the son is potter from Einstein. Because the chi of Einstein is only upon the original shomer that accepted it, and not the son. So now one man, the yomis, says, well, what about if the father left over nechosim? Then from those nechosim, from those karka, the sons have to pay back the value of the ox. So we see what is called yichayev from bishas mishicha. So it's considered like the father was mechuyev at the beginning, therefore his property is achroyis, is mechuyev to pay for what happened when the son, when it died by the son. And this is a plea of the Rav Papa, the Ragi on the Rav Papa. Because the Papa said, no, the oinsin is only chal, you only have to pay for the oinsin when it happens. according to this pshat, it's like the chiyuv chal all the way at the beginning when you first made the meshicha. So when the father first made the meshicha, all this property is meshubid for the chiyuvim, therefore they have to pay. But a man, the master, la seif, whoever learns his chiddush on a seifa, avla reishalai, it's only when the sons went to eat the meat. So the sons did a maisa mazik, then they have to pay. Mashenken and the reisha, where the animal died by itself, it's only a question if there's a chiv einsin or not. Einsin, I tell you, no, the father potter, and even from the father's property, they don't have to pay. For heino the Rav Papa, and that's like Rav Papa said, that the chiyuvim einsin is only chal when the einis actually happens. Before not, so since when the father died, there was no chiyuvim yet, his property doesn't have, you can't collect from his property, you can only collect from the sons. Since the sons didn't realize what they're doing, they're not a gemazik, they only have to pay back the meibasa bezul. Good. Now, bishleim Rabbi Yechanan l'yom kresh lakish. So again, we're going back to the original question was, the original stira in the two mishnayosin, that the first mishnah here in Ksubis in the third parak says, if you're ma'anis, your sister. If you're forced and live with your sister, our mishnah says you have to pay a kenas. You have to pay a chamishin kosef. The mishnah in Makis says, you get malkus for it. That's a lav hatari, not to live with your sister. If your man is your sister, you have to pay, you get malchus for that. What? Chai v'krisis. It's chai v'krisis. But that mish knows that even though it's chai v'krisis, still you get malchus. If you were warned, if you had a throw for malchus, you get malchus. So the original question was, we hold, you don't get two, and like your mishalim, you don't get two punishments. How come the Mishnah says here you have to pay money, and there it says you get malchus? So the Mora says, Bishleim Rabbi Yechon Liyom HaKresh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan does not like to answer the way Rish Lakish answered. Why? The Kamukim look Rabbanin? Because Rabbi Yochanan rather puts our Mishnah according to the Rabbanin Shita that holds you don't get two, you never get two Malkus and Mammon. You only get one. Rish Lakish went and said that our Mishnah goes according to Rameya that holds you get Mammon and Malkus. That's what Rish Lakish wanted to say. But Rabbi Yochanan is good to not learn like that because Rabbi Yochanan wants to say, I'll leave it to Alokha. We pass can let Rabbonin, that whenever you get a punishment of Malkus and Mammon, you only get one and not two. So therefore, Rabbi Yechonah put it in the case of Asrubei, where he gave Hasroah. One is where he did give Hasroah, one is where he didn't give Hasroah. Mukla Kurabonin. Ela Resh Lokish, my time aliyama Kurab Yechonah. The kashra is, why didn't Resh Lokish want to say that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbonin? And according to Rabbanan Shita, when you have Malkus and Mammon, you only get one. And Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, usually you get Malkus. So in the case, the Mishnah in Malkus is good. When you force your sister and live with her, you get Malkus. Aye, how come our Mishnah says here you have to pay Kenas? Here we're talking about B'dilay Asrubei. We're talking about where they didn't warn him. If you don't give somebody Hasroah beforehand, so he doesn't have to pay the money, there's no, so you don't get Kenas, you don't get Malkus. Without being warned, you don't get Malkus.
It's every punishment.
Right. And we don't get warned.
Anything.
For Misa and Malkus, right, you have to be warned. So our Mishnah that says you have to pay Knas is talking about when you weren't warned before. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan answered. So the question is, why didn't Resh Lakish want to answer this way also? So Amaloch, Resh Lakish answered back, Kivon Dilu Asrabei. Since if they would have warned the man before, he lived with his sister. Potter, then you tell me he's supposed to get Malkus. And when you get Malkus, you're Potter from paying the money. So Rav Shlokish holds, Kilo Yasrubei. Even in a case where they did not warn you first, Kilo Yasrubei, Nami Potter, still you should know you're Potter from paying back money. That's Rav Shlokish Asvara. That's called, we'll soon see, Misha Shagigin or Malkus Shagigin. That means, if you did such an Avera, that if they would warn you, you would get Malkus for it. And if you would get Malkus, you'd be potter from paying money. So Resh Lakish says, even if you do it b'shegig, without being warned, still you're potter from the money. That's called Malkus Shegigin. B'shegig also you're potter from paying back the domain. And the Gemara says now, v'yozul tamayu, that Rav Yechon and Resh Lakish both go according to their own shita. T'chiyosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said like this, chayve misa shegigin. If somebody does an aveiro, let's say he's Mechal with Shabbos. Let's say he burns down somebody's fields on Shabbos. But he's a Shaygeg. He didn't realize today was Shabbos, or he didn't know it's also to burn on Shabbos. He's a Shaygeg. If he would have done it b'mezid, he would have been Chayiv Misa and he's potter from paying the money. But now that he did it b'Shaygeg, what's the locha? Or else, v'chayiv e'malka Shaygegin. Let's say in the case we live with your sister, And also you didn't know there's a lav. They didn't warn you beforehand. For Dabar Achar, and some other thing is with it, that means there's money involved also. Like let's say in the case where you live with your sister. So really you're supposed to pay a knas if you force her. But there's also a lav. You're not allowed to live with your sister. Let's say you burn down somebody's fields on Shabbos. So really you have to pay. You ruined his field. But the mice, you did it on Shabbos. If you do it, the mazid, since you chayiv misa for burning something on Shabbos, you put them from paying the money. What's going to be if you did it b'shogeg? So Rabbi Yechanan Norma chayiv. Rabbi Yechanan says, yes, you chayiv to pay the money. The mice, you only burnt the field down b'shogeg. You didn't realize today was Shabbos. Or else you live with your sister, you forced her, but you didn't know there was a lav. So since Yonah did it b'shogeg, that we don't give you misa, we don't give you malchus, so then the locker is you have to pay the money. For Rish Lakish Shomer, Rish Lakish says no, potter. Rish Lakish says you potter. We'll soon see why. Rav Yechanan Amar Chayiv, Dola Yasra Bey, we didn't warn you. Since we didn't warn you, you're not Chayiv Misa, you're not Chayiv Malchus. So you don't have these two punishments. So therefore, since you burned down somebody's field, or you live with your sister, you minus your sister, you have to pay a Knas. So Rav Yechanan, like I said, you Chayiv Knas. That's what Rish Lakish, Rav Yechanan learns our Mishnah very good. Rav Yechanan said, our Mishnah that says if you minus your sister, you have to pay a knas, is talking about B'deloy Asrubay. They did not warn you. Because if they would have warned you, you would have got Malchus and not Mammon. But now that they did not warn you, the din is you have to pay money even and you don't get Malchus. That's Rav Yechanan's pshat. But Rish Lakish says no potter. Rish Lakish says still you're potter for paying the money. Why? Kivon Dilu Asrubay. Potter, because if they would have warned you, then you'd have a chiyuv misa, or you'd have a chiyuv malchus, whatever it is. So then you would have been potter from paying the money, because we held in like your mishalim. And if you get misa vadas come with the rabminei, so Rish Lakish holds that kilo yasru beinami potter. Even in the case where they did not warn you, that's called misha shogegin or malchus shogegin, still you're potter from paying money. Since you did the misa veri, you minus, you live with your sister. By living with your sister is a misa veri. It's a lav. Just they didn't warn you. So true, you don't get Malchus, but so what? That type of an Aveira cannot be Mechayiv your money. We say, come live the Rabbinei. We'll soon see where the Pesuk and how we know this from. So that's what Rish Lakish. Shef was very good Rish Lakish. He can't answer that our Mishnah that says you have to pay the money is where you didn't warn him, because even if you didn't warn him, still you'd be potter for paying the money. Because still we say, come live the Rabbinei. Since you did such an Aveira that the Mezid Basro, you get Malchus, and you're potter for paying money, now that you live with your sister, even though you weren't warned, still you'd be potter from paying money. Therefore, the only teretz Rish Lakish had, why does our Mishnah say if you live with your sister you have to pay your money? It's because our Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir Shita. So if your Meir holds, like you, Mishalim, you have to do both, you get both. You have to get Malchus and you have to pay. But according to the Rabbanan Shita, Rish Lakish holds you'll always be potter. Mashaik and Rav Yechanan is very good, the Shitasoi. He learns no, that Malchus b'shoigeg, you take a chayiv to pay money. If our Mishnah that says if you force your sister and live with her, you have to pay her the money, he's talking about b'dloy asrevei, you were not warned beforehand. Halei Gemara says, Eisvei Rish Lakish Rav Yechanan. So Rish Lakish yes, Akashas Rav Yechanan. The Pasuk says, V'lo yi osan onish yonish. Again, in the case where two people are fighting, and by mistake he hits the pregnant lady's ear, and he depends. If he kills her, the Pasuk says, Yochayiv Misa. V'lo yi yosan, if you don't kill her though, if she doesn't die, then onish yonish, you have to pay back the Dmei Vlodis. You have to pay back how much the kid is worth. So, my lav, osan mamish. Doesn't it mean whether she's killed or not, osan mamish? So Rashi says, my lav, osan mamish. Im loy meiso isha. Any time the isha did not die, is ye yonish, hanoigim with Dmei Vlodis. Then he has to pay the Dmei Vlodis. Mashma, whenever you killed her that she dies, loya yonish, then we do not make you pay how much the kid is worth. Mashma viafilu loya asrubay, even if you do not warn the man. So even though now the man is fighting, he was not warned, and he meant to hit his friend, and by mistake he hit this pregnant lady and he killed her. So in such a case he's potter from Isa. Still the pasuk is mashma, that if she dies, he's potter from paying back the money. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yechanan that Misa Shoigeg also passes you from paying back the money. So Gemara answers, Lo, I'll tell you, means dinosin. Ataka means only trash yochikom akru. If he's not chayiv Misa, then he has to pay money. Kigoin, Shiloh Mesa, either he did not kill the lady, or Mesa, even in the case where he killed her, but Vlahisraboy, they did not warn him. Since they did not warn him, he's not Chayiv Misa. Now that he's not Chayiv Misa, he has to pay the money. That's Rabbi Yechonin's pshat, that whenever you don't have a Chayiv Misa on you, you have to pay the money. So if it's not Kashan Rabbi Yechonin. And he could the army, someone say like this, that Eisvei Rabbi Yechonin and Rosh Lakish, the opposite. Rabbi Yechonin has to cash to Rosh Lakish. From the same pasuk, it says, for lo yi oson, in a case where you did not kill the pregnant lady, she did not die. Just the kid died, is onish or yonish. We make you pay how much the kid is worth. So my love, doesn't the pasuk mean din oson, that only when you killed Benezid with Hasra, that you have a din misa, then you're potter for paying the money. My love, din oson means, if this man has a din to get killed, if he has the chiv misa on him, then he's potter from paying the money. But mashmi, if he was not warned that he doesn't have a din misa, then he does not have to pay the money. Then he has to pay the money. It's a raya to Rabbi Yechonin. So Mura says, lo, it's no raya. Could be like Rosh Lakish learns, osin mamish. And the pasuk means no. If you kill the lady, so the maisa, then you're potter from paying the money. Even though you weren't warned, even though you don't get killed, but it's called misha shegagin. You did a maisa vera. That's true. Now you did a b'shoigig. But if you would have done this maisa vera b'mezid, you would have been killed, and then you're potter for paying the money. Who are there now when you do it b'shoigig? That's Rosh Lakish Svara. You're also potter for paying the money. So this pasuk is not a proof either way. Omar Rava. Now the Gemara says Omar Rava. Well, mi yikul aman di yomir, is anybody that holds, that argues in Rosh Lakish like, is anybody that holds, chayvim misa shoigigin, chayovim? Like, is it true the way you want to say Rabbi Yechon holds that you chayiv? We'll soon see it's not that way. In the case where you killed somebody, even though you're only a shegig, you weren't warned, still we'll soon see everybody holds, you're potter from paying back the money. Like, how could you say Rabbi Yechon says not like that? For your Tana de Vechizkiya. The Tana de Vechizkiya learned like this. It says, Make Odom or Make Vehema. It's like a hekish. One pasha talks about where a man hits somebody and kills somebody, and another pasha talks about the Make Vehema, where an animal hits somebody. Ma Make Vehema. Just like when a behemoth or an animal hits somebody. If an animal is mazik somebody, lechilak the boy, there's no difference. Bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein miskavin l'shem miskavin. No, forget.
One second.
Yeah. But just ma maka... What? Maka odom or maka behema. Ma maka behema, lechilak, just when you hit an animal. Lechilak the boy, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'mezid, bein miskavin l'shem miskavin. There's no difference. You're always high of money. When an Adam Mamazik, whenever an Adam hits and does another animal, in other words, when there's no chi of misa involved, there's only a chi of money, that you hit another animal, so you have to pay for it when you're a mazik. When an Adam is mazik, somebody else, if an Adam hurts another animal, he has to pay the owner of it. Is af mak Adam, the same way if a man hits another person, Loitechlik boy, there's no difference. Bein b'shoigeg, whether he killed the person b'shoigeg. Bein b'mezid, whether he did it willingly. Bein miskavin, the shein miskavin, whether he had kavon, he didn't have kavona. Bein derech yurid l'derech aliyah, whether he's doing it when he's putting his axe upwards or when he's putting his axe downwards. Any way he kills somebody, the locker is, there's no difference. L'chayvim momin, not that we say you have to pay the money, but rather el l'poitrim momin, that you're always potter for paying the money. But there's a hekesh here. The pasuk says, "Maka odom amaka behema." Where maka is just like when a man hits another behema. So that's called odom amazik. Odom amazik is always chayiv. And the Rashi says, "Hekesh p'tur mama the maka odom lechiyuvim mama the maka behema." Ma maka behema. Ein lecha boy chilek lechayiv el maka odom. Ein lecha boy chilek lifter. Maka behema liyelam chayiv. The aminim bavakama petza tachas petza. Lechayev ala shoydeh kemezik v'yenis kurotzen. An odom ha-mazik is always chayev. When an odom, a person, hits somebody else, if we're talking about now an animal, doesn't make a difference if you kill it or not, it's only called a mazik, you're always chayev, whether you had intentions, whether you didn't have intentions, whether you're shoydeh, whether you're mazik. Odom ha-mazik is always chayev. You don't have an answer, you're shoydeh, you didn't realize it. An odom is a mu'ud li'olam. An odom has to know what he's doing, he has to look around, know what he's doing. So when a man hits another animal, he's always chayiv. Who are then the pasuk says of Maka Adam, if he kill another man, so there also it always has the same halacha. Now, when you kill a man, b'meizid, the locha is what? Yechayiv misa. When yechayiv misa, everybody knows that you're potter from paying money. So just like when you kill somebody, b'meizid, you're potter from paying mamin. Who adin? When you kill somebody, b'shegeg, it has the same halacha. You're also potter for money. You don't have to pay the money. That's the tekish. Just like when you hit an animal, it always has the same halacha. No matter how you did it, b'meizid b'shegeg, it has one straight halacha. You have to pay the value of the damage that you did. So the same halacha applies when you kill another man. It always has the same halacha. What does it mean it always has the same halacha? So when you kill b'meizid, we know for sure you're potter from mamon. Because you say, kam lebed rab minei. So therefore, just like when you kill b'meizid, you're potter from mamon. Who are then when you kill somebody b'shegeg, even though you weren't warned beforehand, and you don't get misa, still you're potter from paying money. That's the way Chizki is, hekish. And nobody argues on this. So Gemara says, Elo ki yosir Ravin. When Ravin came, Amri said like this, Chayve misa shegegin, in the case where you killed somebody, even though you weren't warned, you didn't realize it, is kula yalma, everybody holds, like pligin, nobody argues, tifturim. Everybody holds in such a case, you're like a potter from paying money. Like the pshat from the pasuk there is, if you killed a pregnant lady, whether you had kavana, you didn't have kavana, whether you warned or not warned, you're a potter from paying the demei vlodis. Whenever you did a maisa nisa, even though it was b'shegeg, you say, come live the rav minei. Everybody agrees with this, even Rabbi Yochanan. And that's Tana the very chizki is hekish of maka adam l'maka behema. Just like maka behema, you're always chayiv. Who are din maka adam, you're always potter. Ki pligi is so. Where is the machlokes between Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Ki pligi, I tell you, b'chayivei malka shegigin, v'dover acher. So machlokes says, not where you did a chet of misa, but you did a chet only of malkas. Like you minus your sister. You live with your sister. So here's the question, you get malkas. And v'dover acher, should have to pay money? If you minus your sister, so really there are two chiyuvim. You're over alav, you should get malkas. And also you have to pay knas, chamishim kosev, because you live with your sister. There is a machlokes if you did it and you weren't warned. They didn't warn you beforehand. Here is the machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan no machayif. Rabbi Yochanan learns that's pshat now mishnah. Elo narish yeshlam knas. If you live with your sister, you have to pay a knas. Why? He says because you weren't warned. Since you weren't warned, you're only a shegeg. You don't get malkus. Therefore you have to pay money. Rabbi Yochanan says by malkus, we don't say b'shegeg, you come live the rabbinate. That's what Yechon says. Rabbi Yechon am a chayiv. Why? Chayiv e misos iskish. With this pasuk of maka adam and maka behema, it's talking about maka adam when you kill the person. So misa, when you kill somebody, that's iskish. That's a hekish that just like by a behema, you always chayiv. By misa, you always potter from paying back money. Mashenkein chayiv e malkis, lo iskish. Chayiv e malkis is no hekish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Malkus, it depends. When your mamish get Malkus, if they warned you first, and you're going to get Malkus now, Hekhanami, then you're potter for paying the money. Our Mishnah that says you have to pay your sister Knas is talking about when you were not warned. Since you were not warned, you don't get Malkus. Since you weren't warned, therefore you have to pay money. Resh Lakish Shama Pot, Resh Lakish Shita, now still you're potter for paying money. That's what Resh Lakish had said, the only Pshan now Mishnah is that it goes according to Rabbi Meir. That holds like your Mishalim. But if you hold like the Rabbanan Shita, that you don't get two, only one, Resh Lakish holds, since you did a chet, even though you did it now b'shegeg, but since b'mezid it's chayiv malkis, b'shegeg it's also potter for paying money. Why? Resh Lakish holds, b'feirish ribsa Torah, chayiv malkis k'chayiv misas. Resh Lakish holds that the din of malkis has the same aloch like misa. So just like if you did an aver of misa, even though you did a b'shegeg, you're potter from paying money. So the same way if you did an Averov, Chayve Malkis, even though you did a b'shegeg, still you're potter from paying money. That's what Shlokish is for. All right.